Directors Playhouse, stars Joan Crawford, David Bryan, production Flamingo Road, director Michael Curtiz.
The Hollywood Screen Directors present transcribed A Pattern for Ambition, the motion picture drama Flamingo Road, starring Joan Crawford and David Bryan in their original roles of Lane Bellamy and Dan Reynolds.
Hurry, see these lovely masked beauties of a sultan's harem. It's spicy, it's
scary. Stop the show! Come on, strike the tents. We're moving. The sheriff's after us again.
I stayed behind. I was tired of running. I was lying in my tent smoking a cigarette when the light of a bullseye lit the darkness. I sat up fast. A nice-looking chap wearing a funny big hat was coming toward me, sort of smiling.
Well, what are you doing here?
Who are you?
Deputy Sheriff, serving attachment papers on a carnival.
Well, you're late. It's gone.
So I see. Why didn't you go with him?
I got tired of running. I'm sick of one-night stands and cooch dancing and people looking at me like I was cheap. I made up my mind to stay right here.
You got any money?
Yeah, $3.
That isn't very much.
It's a lot if you knew how many times I didn't have $3.
What's your name?
Lane Bellamy.
Lane? That's a funny name for a girl. I'm Field Carlisle.
Field? That's a funny name for a man.
That's really Fielding. Have you had your dinner yet?
Haven't even had lunch.
Now you better come into town with me and get some food.
You sure you want me?
Sure.
Thanks. Because I sure want to. I'm hungry. That's the first good meal I've had in weeks.
Now, what are you going to do to live?
I'm going to have to do some thinking about that.
Hey, Pete.
Yes, Phil?
Miss Bellamy here is looking for work. Mm-hmm. Fix her up with a job, eh?
Okay. She starts tomorrow at noon. $10 a week and tips.
Thanks. I'll take it.
We'll talk about your lodgings tomorrow. Tonight, I'll drive you back to your tent. Let's go.
Hey, Bob.
Oh. Oh, hello, Titus. I didn't see you eating here.
Surprised to see you eating here, Bob. Thought you was out with high society up on Flamingo Road.
The carnival cleared out, Sheriff. Miss Bellamy here was all they left.
Bolden isn't a good town to be stranded in, Miss Bellamy.
Well, no town is.
Peach is tired. I asked him to.
I see. We got a nice town, Miss Bellamy. We aim to keep it that way.
Oh.
I'll take you home, Lane.
Dan Reynolds is in town, Field.
Dan Reynolds?
Meeting with him tonight out at Lutie Mae's as usual upstairs. Figure to see you later, Bob.
I'll be there, Titus. Come on, Lane. Well, I'll just say goodnight here, Lane.
Before you go, I want to tell you that for the first time in my life, I feel like I belong someplace. And someplace belongs to me, thanks to you.
Oh, forget it.
I'm going to be the best waitress they ever had around here.
I bet you are.
Well, the sheriff wants to see you, I guess.
Yeah, and what Titus wants, he gets.
Oh? Big man?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Good night, Field. Don't keep those important men waiting upstairs at Lutie Mae's.
Good night, Lane.
You're the first fellow who didn't try to kiss me the first time he met me.
Am I?
Yeah. You know something? I'll bet you're a lousy sheriff.
Dan Brian, I'd like you to meet my deputy, Field Carlisle.
How are you, Mr. Reynolds?
I knew your father, the judge. He did his best to put me in jail. Well, how are things in your district, Titus?
Well, Lockhart sort of left a hole in the legislature when he died. Figured I'd help you plug it up.
I'm putting Ed Morgan in there.
I'm going to put in my deputy here.
Me?
You wouldn't be getting a little out of line, would you, Titus?
No, Dan. Just saying it's my district.
But Titus, I...
All right, Titus. I'll buy that.
Thanks, Dan.
It's fantastic.
Are you married?
Oh, no, sir. Far from it.
He's getting married, Dan.
What?
A senator needs a wealthy wife like Annabelle Weldon and a fashionable address like Flamingo Road.
Titus, it's my personal
and
private
life. You want to stay a deputy all your life? College man? Your father a judge?
No.
All right.
And now, Senator Carlisle, you see how a great public servant is born.
You've been glum all evening, Theo. What's wrong?
Nothing.
But you've been this way for days.
Lane, there's a tough situation between me and Titus.
And me, huh?
Yeah. And you.
I know.
Wait. Look, I don't know what to say or how to say it.
I know. I'm not Flamingo Road. Go on, tell me the rest, Theo.
No, Lane.
Oh, somehow I wish you had known this was going to happen the way I did.
Lane, just hold me.
Yes.
Let me hold you.
Let me keep you as long as I can.
Shut up, Field. You'll do like I tell you.
Suppose I don't love Annabelle Weldon.
Look here, Bob. You're ambitious, and I want to put a governor in the chair someday. I never had me a governor. It could be you.
Governor?
That's a far spit for a young fellow like you, Bub.
Governor.
You marry Annabelle, and I'll handle your carnival girl for you.
Dear Lane, this is what I tried to tell you last night, but couldn't. I'm going to be married.
Oh, Lane.
Married.
Lane, I got to tell you. Look, you okay?
Yes, Pete, I'm okay.
There is something I got to tell you. Please don't get sore on me.
What is it?
I got to let you go.
Let me go? Fire me?
Well, business not so good lately.
It's been fine, Pete. It's a good job, and I want to keep it. I've got to keep it.
It is like I said, Lane. Business is lousy.
Just tell me the truth, Pete. Why am I really being fired?
Look, I don't run this town, Lane.
What's running the town got to do with firing me? This is your restaurant, Pete. And... oh. Who does run this town? Never mind. Never mind, Pete. I know. Sheriff Semple.
Good evening, Miss Bellamy. I must be getting old. Sure didn't hear you knock.
Did you have me fired from the Eagle Cafe?
Nothing personal in it, Miss Bellamy.
It's personal to me if I don't have a place to eat or sleep.
Yep, I reckon it would be. But with you and Field Carlisle, I just couldn't see nothing but trouble.
I won't be run out of town this way. I stopped running when I settled down in Bolden. And I'm not running again. If I have to live on Flamingo Road to be respectable. Or maybe I can fix that, too. But I'm not running. I'm not running. Do you understand that?
I'm sorry you spanked my fat face, Miss Bellamy. You'll be sorry, too.
Hey, which way you walking, lady?
I beg your pardon.
Just a second. What are you doing walking the streets this time of night?
Oh, I've been looking for work all day, and I'm on my way home.
Oh, yeah? Well, come along with me.
What do you want? Who are you?
Detective. And you were trying to pick me up.
But that's a lie.
Now, come along quietly.
I won't.
I said come on.
And that's what happens to little girls who slap my sassy, fat face. Now, let's see. Arrangements for my candidate to marry Annabelle Weldon of Flamingo Road.
Back to Screen Directors Playhouse production of Flamingo Road, starring Joan Crawford and David Bryan in their original roles of Lane Bellamy and Dan Reynolds.
I did 30 days in the woman's county farm. When I got out, Field was married and on his honeymoon. The only place where I could get a job was Ludie Mae's Roadhouse. Dancing downstairs, political finagling upstairs. The third morning I was there, I met Dan Reynolds. There'd been a pretty rugged party in his suite the night before, and Dan had a big head from it. Ludie Mae sent me upstairs to do what I could for the great man.
Don't do that.
I'm just letting some daylight into your room. It's morning.
Oh, turn it off. I don't like it.
Feel awful?
Oh.
Here, drink this.
What is it?
Whiskey sour.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Some of the hair of the dog that bit you. Go ahead.
All right. Here goes. Oh.
Nothing's that bad.
What's your name?
Lane Bellamy.
It's nice of you to take care of me like this, Lane.
Ludie Mae told me to. She said you were important.
Oh, I don't know about important, but I feel better. I'm beginning to feel almost human.
You look very human.
Hey, you know, you're a very pretty girl. I guess I am human.
Now, what about breakfast?
You sure can cook, Lane. You can do everything, can't you?
Except understand politics.
Well, I've been trying to tell you that...
I know, but I used to be a carnival girl. And I can't see much difference between politics and a carnival pitch.
How come you're so interested in politics?
Trying to improve my education, I guess.
Why don't you come with me up to my construction job? It's a lesson in politics at work.
I'd like that very much.
And all I ask is another order of bacon, a la Lane Bellamy. Please?
You got it. 2 men in my life had treated me with respect and kindness. Now one of them was married, and the other one wanted to be married. To me. When Dan Reynolds asked me to be his wife, for the first time in my life, I almost cried. The week after we came home from our honeymoon, we moved into our home. 32 was the address. Flamingo Road. Our first visitor was Sheriff Semple. He spoke to me alone while Dan made drinks.
See here, Lane. I don't want old grudges to influence you.
Influence me? In what?
Well, I've been sort of measuring the governor's chair for a former deputy of mine, now senator. Name of Field Carlisle.
My husband favors George Parkhurst.
Maybe he pronounces it Parkhurst, but it's spelled Carlisle.
Dan will discuss that with you.
Oh, but he listens to you, and I don't want old grudges
you
to...
You said that, Sheriff.
Here you are, Titus. Here's your drink. And a refill for you, Lane.
Thank you, Dan.
Lane says you sort of favor Parkhurst for governor. That a fact now, Dan?
I promised it to him, and I'm keeping my word.
So am I, Dan. But the word is Carlisle.
No, Sheriff. You don't get away with this one.
Why the sudden dislike for Field Carlisle?
It's just that I won't let you take over the whole state, Titus. What isn't corrupted, you'll corrupt. And Fielding Carlisle has become one of your creatures. hand and foot.
You liked him once, it seems to me.
Yeah, before he became a totally spineless puppet of yours. Now he's a drunken, disreputable...
Dan! There's no need to call names.
This is a showdown, Dan. I'm going to have to break you.
Lane, will you leave us alone a moment?
Yes, Dan.
You were about to break me, Titus.
Better than that, you're already broken. You see, Dan, for example, you've been using prison labor on your construction job and not paying them. That's peonage.
And that's a lie.
Peonage, that's criminal.
You're lying, Titus. You know you're lying.
Your foreman is ready to swear he had to take on convict help without no wages because you made him.
Get out.
You're going to prison, Dan.
Get out.
Dan?
Sorry, Lane. I thought you were asleep.
No. I heard the whole thing with Titus.
Oh, don't worry, sugar. I'll make some kind of a dicker with Titus.
Oh, no, Dan. He's out to get you.
How do you know?
He hates you, Dan, because of me.
But why?
He's tried to run me out of Bolden ever since the day I came here.
Why?
To protect his candidate's future.
Carlisle? Why?
He thought Field was in love with me.
Was he?
I don't know.
Were you in love with him?
Yes, I thought I was.
Are you in love with him now?
Why?
Were you in love with him when you married me? Answer me.
I don't know. Oh, let me go.
At least you knew you weren't in love with me. You married me to get out of Titus Semple's reach. Well, it's too bad, sugar. The joke is on you. Titus is top man now. Goodbye, Lane.
Dan! Dan, come back!
Don't bother to visit me in prison.
Dan! Who is it? Just a minute. Field.
I gotta talk to you.
It's late. And you're drunk.
I gotta talk to you, Lane.
Why don't you stop killing yourself this way?
I haven't got the nerve to do it the other way. You see? Gun. No nerve.
Oh, put that gun back in your pocket and sit down. What will your wife think?
My sweet wife's thrown me out. And Titus is ready to do the same.
But he's running you for governor.
Frame up. He says it's me, but it's really Titus. He framed Dan, too.
How do you know?
I was there. He framed him.
How? How did Titus frame Dan?
Frame Dan's foreman to lie about Dan using convict labor. I need a drink.
If I get you a drink, will you put what you've just said on paper?
Yeah. Paper.
I'll get you a drink.
You're doing it for Dan. You love Dan, don't you? You really love him. I'm really washed up around here.
Here's your drink.
Thanks. So long, Lane.
Field! No! Oh, no! Sheriff Semple?
What can I do for you, Lane?
Get on that telephone, Sheriff.
Yeah? Saying what?
You're going to call the Attorney General in Olympic City. And you're going to tell him Dan is innocent of your charges. Because if you don't, Sheriff, I'll kill you.
No arguing with an angry woman or a loaded gun.
Telephone.
Looks like I got to. Give me long distance. Looks like we're going to have a rash of good government now. Too bad. Dan always did have a nasty streak of honesty. Matter of fact, Lane...
Throwing
the telephone ain't the best thing for it, but I'll take that gun now. Come
I won't.
Let it go.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Other way around now, I reckon. I'll shoot you. Claim self-defense.
Hello. This is Sheriff Semple's office. Send the police.
Turn right at the next corner, driver.
Dan.
Yeah, sugar.
I'm free. But...
The grand jury made no buts. They said it was self-defense. Pure and simple.
But what about you, Dan?
Titus Semple's house of dirty cards all tumbled down when he died. The truth is out now. And we're starting all over again, sugar. You and me.
You and me.
Here it is. Home.
32 Flamingo Road.
This is Jimmy Wallington speaking. You have just heard the last act of Flamingo Road, and our stars, Joan Crawford and David Bryan, with guest screen director Michael Curtiz, will be with us in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone in the motion picture world respects the very great talent of the man who directed Flamingo Road.
For here is a man who has created some 90 Hollywood films. Among them, such unforgettable pictures as Casablanca, Yankee Doodle Dandy, and This is the Army.
But David Bryan and I feel that he merits respect for still another reason. He is a former Hungarian who set out to learn English perfectly and impeccably. How well he has succeeded, you are about to learn. For here is our director, Michael Curtiz.
Thank you, Joan and David. You made me very happy. For a while, I was afraid my English was incomprehensible.
Really, Mike?
You may not believe this, but for many years, I had an accent.
Oh, Mike. How did you lose it?
Oh, I helped him, David.
It was during Flamingo Road, between Seine, Joan and I would go in a corner together, and she would teach me how to pronounce my syllables.
And that improved your English?
No, but I finished the picture with an Hungarian accent. Seriously, Mike. Motion pictures are a universal language. And as one of the world's finest directors, you've done more than speak it beautifully. You helped create it.
Thank you, Joan. And good night. Good night, David.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
And good night to you, Joan Crawford, David Bryan, and Michael Curtiz. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.